to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest-running podcast, now in our 17th year. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week we sit down with Joe Bilheimer, the executive vice president of the Cordish Gaming Group, on the success of the Live Philadelphia property since it opened during the pandemic. This week's podcast is sponsored by IGT, which is at the peak of excellence with an entire lineup of top-ranked gaming machines. Reach your peak of success at IGT.com/peak. Seasoned gaming veteran Joe Bilheimer was named Executive Vice President of Cordish Gaming Group 2 years ago to direct the expansion of the company into Pennsylvania with the opening of the Live Philadelphia and the Mini Casino Live Pittsburgh. Building the Philadelphia project during the pandemic was a challenge, but well worth it as both casinos have achieved remarkable success over such a short period. He talks about how sports plays a huge role in the Philadelphia property's plan since it is located in the Stadium District in Philly. Bilheimer spoke with me in the suite at the top floor of Live Philadelphia in September. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. My guest today is Joe Bilheimer, the president of the Cordish Properties in Pennsylvania, and we're at Live Casino in Philadelphia. Joe, it's great to see you again. You just gave me a tour of this place. It's pretty incredible, and it's really been the great success in Philly over the last year.
Yeah, great to see you, Roger.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about this project. I mean, it had this kind of two-headed monster in the beginning. You were in partnership with another company, and finally you bought them out. But this is an incredible property because of the location, basically. I mean, you've got right off the highway. You're right by the Stadium District in Philly. And then you really built a first-class hotel. Here we are in one of the suites. It's an incredible place. So, so what was the important thing that you saw when you came in here?
Well, we are in the Stadium District. So right. I think what we've done a little bit is transform the Stadium District into a great place to come watch sports right. and into a full resort destination.
Sure.
Because we get a lot of folks that will come in. But obviously you saw the tremendous location that we have right off I-76, right off I-95. Great access in and out. So we wanted to create in the Cordish style a resort destination sure. in a regional market.
Right. And so we're sitting here today. Today is the beginning of the NFL season. So I imagine that really is attractive to you. What does it mean to you to be in this situation on a game day?
It's controlled chaos right. In the Stadium District yeah. when the Eagles play. It obviously they sell out a tremendous number of fans. Through the facility on an Eagles game day, and
sure.
we have Phillies game days a lot more often, and the Sixers and the Flyers as well. But Eagles game day takes on a special meaning and,
right.
and requires a lot of our team members to really plan it out well.
Sure, sure. Well, you're smack next to the Philly Stadium, the Citizens Bank Park, and I guess even those games are exciting for you guys here.
Yeah, and the Philly's having a great year this year.
Yeah,
you
sure.
know, this is really our first year without kind of pandemic,
right.
COVID-related right. issues around it, and we've seen a great year from the Phillies as well as all the other things that go on in the Stadium District. The Phillies and the Eagles and Wells Fargo's have concerts all year round as well, which
sure.
also bodes very well for this property.
Sure. So I've been to a lot of games here, and it's kind of a crazy getting out when, at the end of a game. I mean, there's just you got to sit in traffic for about 20 minutes at least. But so, do you find that people come over here and kind of wait out the traffic? And
yeah, we generally have some people come with the intent of just going to the game
right.
and getting out,
yeah.
as you mentioned, because it can be a little bit of a frustration
right.
getting out. But yeah, we're a great spot to hang out and take advantage of various promotions, mm-hmm. and we always have something going on, particularly on Eagles game days
sure.
for people to enjoy, food specials
sure.
drink specials, all that. So yeah, we're trying to create that tradition as let's hang out at Live
sure.
while we're while the traffic's
right.
Backed up
right.
I guess some people arrive early as well and enjoy themselves here, maybe do their
controlled tailgating.
Tailgating, yeah. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So what's your strategy with parking? Obviously, you know, you're right next to the stadiums and a short walk, and you know that I know I used to park on the other side of the highway here to walk.
Yeah. Well, we control a couple thousand parking spots here, so we generally, right. You know, in our tier, our gold members can park anywhere uh-huh. on our surface lots for free, as well as our garage. We do have to charge as part of our agreement sure. to be in the stadium district during mm-hmm. those games. But right. It really is, it's one of those things you really just have to roll with,
yeah,
right? Because,
sure, right.
you know, we try not to over-promote, you know, during the game, and we try to punch around, you know, before and after the games.
Right.
You know,
right.
we've got Ron Jaworski as a mm-hmm. celebrity spokesman. You know, this year people will be making right. Picks against him, and, you know, there's always, you know, something going on to do.
Yeah, and Ron is one of the most beloved figures in Philly sports, so, you know, he's really a great spokesman.
And Ron, beyond sports too, what he's done locally
sure,
and you know, with his charity, mm-hmm. Has been tremendous. We're proud to host his charitable golf event, and we'll be right. hosting it again next year. I mean, he's not only a wonderful athlete,
right.
but a tremendous civic-minded mm-hmm. person that really fits in well with our family business
sure,
as well.
Sure, sure. So, you know, I've been to casinos that have been linked somehow to special events, for example, at Dover Downs when they have the NASCAR races there. And a lot of times, you know, when the you have those big events and it's packed with people, your loyal players stay away. I mean, mm-hmm. Have you found that to be the case here at all?
Yeah, there's a certain segment that will stay away. But our loyal players, you know, we try to integrate into
sure.
the events, and there's so many different type of events.
Right.
You know, whether it be a concert, baseball, football, hockey, you know, basketball, we try to invite them in, and we have, you know, agreements
right.
with all, you know, all four of the teams, mm-hmm. as well as the, you know, the different stadium events that they do, that we can actually bring them in
right.
and encourage them to come in for that. And with the hotel, you know, we looked at Rivers Pittsburgh,
sure.
you know, they didn't have the hotel, so they couldn't really balance that. We can kind of balance it by inviting mm-hmm. in some of the better guests
sure.
for, you know, for the event and
right.
stay with us.
Right.
You know, they're a spectator of
sure.
the crowds.
So obviously you use sports as a marketing tool here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, what better thing to use here in the stadium district? You know, how do you differentiate the kind of players that you offer some of these special events for?
Well, we offer it in various ways. Obviously our VIPs, you know, parts of our chairman program is we actually offer you two tickets to any sporting event
okay.
once a year. So
mm-hmm.
that's a staple of our actually of our players club.
Right.
But, you know, from a VIP standpoint, we take care of, you know, quite a few more
right.
guests and bring them in from visiting cities as
mm-hmm.
well, which is another
sure.
target for us.
Right.
Not only on the sports side, but it's also on the sales side of our event center.
Right.
We bring in, you know, groups from Dallas when the Cowboys play. We,
okay.
you know, we host a lot of board meetings from around the country that,
sure.
that want to be here.
Yeah, almost the way Vegas is using the Raiders and the Golden Knights these days.
Yeah, yeah. A little bit smaller scale for
yeah.
us, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's sometimes you go to a Golden Knights game and half the stadium's a Blackhawks fan or Flyers fan.
I've been out for two or three
yeah.
and I've noticed that it's not really a Raider fan base.
Yeah.
Now they're
yeah.
louder than the yeah, visiting sure team.
They are, but they always were.
Yeah.
Right. So, are obviously, I guess the Eagles are the most favorite sport here then.
I would say that they bring out the most emotion
right.
and the biggest crowd
right,
for sure,
sure.
just by
right.
by just the size of the stadium.
Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely. And a lot of optimism here in Philadelphia
yeah.
this year for the Eagles.
Well, yeah, they can keep that up, you know, through half the season, we'll see. But, yeah, so it's been, you know, it's a great property. I mean, here we are. How many rooms do you have in the hotel here?
208.
Okay, great. So are you able, your occupancy rate is pretty good in there?
Yeah, our occupancy rate and our ADR have been
yeah.
Well beyond our expectations,
uh-huh.
even during the pandemic.
Right.
I mean, you know, we're obviously a great spot from, you know, from a regional standpoint, but, you know, even locally, you know, we get a lot of staycations
right.
here. We haven't gone after the Four Diamond status yet,
mm-hmm.
which that's more pandemic related, but
right.
we certainly are, you know, a Four Diamond type property.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
And, you know, as nice a hotel product as there is in Philadelphia in the luxury set.
Right, right. And you have some great meeting space. You know, the event center, what, seats of 1,000 for an entertainment. And,
yeah.
And, you know, a lot of rounds. I mean, it's really a comfortable setting. And then you have a couple of meeting rooms off to the side. I mean, how's that been working for you?
It's been working great.
Yeah.
And again, I don't want to keep going back to the pandemic, but, you know, that first, you know, 8 or 9 months was very difficult,
right,
to attract groups. And,
sure,
and the city of Philadelphia, as well as us, has seen a revitalization of that. And, you know, we've continuously booking. You know, our 2023 is looking great.
Yeah.
You know, starting to even see repeat guests,
sure,
coming back now because they know what to expect. And as I mentioned before, on the sports side, it's a great way for a public company to host a board meeting.
Right.
You know, by, you know, hey, you know, coming from St. Louis, you know, the Cardinals are playing,
sure,
here, you know, they come to a game.
Yeah.
So it really is a great sales tool for us,
right,
as well.
And we didn't mention you're very close to the airport as well.
12 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm back and forth from it
an awful lot.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things that you can utilize just in this area.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not surprising that this property is doing so well. But, you know, during the pandemic, you know, you went through some tough times. I mean, Pennsylvania had a lot of restrictions, but Philadelphia, you know, piled on even more restrictions numerous times during that time. I mean, how difficult was that to get through?
It was probably one of the more challenging years, mm-hmm, I've ever had in the,
yeah,
business. You know, we're obviously used to rules and regulations,
sure,
in what we do. But the rules and regulations, as they were changing, almost sometimes felt like daily, but they,
right,
you know, every couple of weeks there,
sure,
was different standards, not being uniform with New Jersey, Bucks County, Delaware County,
right,
you know, with different rules being,
right,
there and having to enforce rules on those guests was very difficult and,
yeah,
and
yeah,
very challenging.
Right.
Our team members, I mentioned to you earlier, as,
yeah,
we were touring around, I mean, there's some of the friendliest folks I've ever been around.
Right. And you've been around in some friendly environments on Gulf Coast and Vegas, you know.
Yeah.
So for you to say that about, you know, the gruff Philadelphia people is pretty amazing.
I got to tell you, I'm amazed every day. The,
yeah,
the guest service results that we get here top our company in terms of our three properties, but also are higher than anywhere I've ever worked.
Yeah.
And that's a tribute to our team members and the rest of our management team,
right,
here. It's a fantastic group.
Right. Well, what do you do to inspire them, to keep them, you know, up at that level that they're working at?
I think it's almost infectious. It's part of the Cordish DNA.
Yes,
you know, we're,
right,
a family business.
Mm-hmm.
We don't succumb, and we're not really faced with the pressures of the, of a quarterly
sure,
earnings,
right,
call like we have been in the past. And we're just really focused on, our guests, our team members, and being a great family-run casino business.
Right, right, sure.
IGT is at its peak of excellence, with the Peak Slant 32 at its 20th consecutive month as the number one ranked multi-screen and the number one ranked large form factor Peak 65, and two new cabinets joining the Peak family of top performing hardware, IGT has a Peak gaming machine to fit any floor need. Designed for superior player comfort, modern sleek beauty, and proven performance, all six Peak cabinets stand out gorgeously on the casino floor. Reach your peak of success at IGT.com/peak.
So, really the first Cordish project, the Maryland Live, and if I say first, I'm discounting the entire Florida experience, so I'm just saying that,
right,
the branded product,
yeah,
opened in Maryland outside of Baltimore a few years earlier, and so what did you learn from that, and what's different here than in Philly than is in outside,
think,
of Baltimore?
Yeah, the biggest difference is, you know, we're stepping into an environment that is highly competitive and
yeah,
been around,
sure,
you know, with a lot of players that are very entrenched into, you know, the various programs,
right,
that they're in, you know, with Atlantic City and,
mm-hmm,
and even the other casinos in the area. Whereas Maryland was was the,
mm-hmm,
first,
sure,
the first of its kind in that market,
right,
and is, you know, still one of the, you know, top performing,
sure,
properties on the East Coast.
Yeah.
So it's still, it gave us a standard to shoot for, mm-hmm. but, you know, we stepped into a much more competitive environment right. in this market, right. for sure.
So in terms of amenities, I see a lot of similarities downstairs between the Maryland property and this property. Did you learn a lot of the things that you installed here in Maryland?
Yeah, I mean, you know, with prime rib, you know, that's a staple right. for us as far as a high-end steakhouse. And here we actually took what we did in Maryland, and mm-hmm. we call it prime rib 2.0. Really kind of enhanced the experience just a tad more,
right.
more modern music. Luck Fu is the, you know, the Asian concept that we developed in
right.
in Maryland. Here we, you know, we took it up a little notch with its design. And then sports and social is, you know, a staple within the Cordish.
Sure.
We actually did that here first, and then we did that in Maryland right. after seeing the success okay. we had here.
Well, you know, I wanted to go back to that in a second, but you know, one of the other things that Cordish had done is run Xfinity Live, which is a entertainment center. You know, it was what between the old Veterans Stadium and mm-hmm. the old Spectrum, but
yeah.
But it's still there and it's still going great. What did you learn there that you put into play here?
Well, just the institutional knowledge of the Philly market.
Yeah.
I mean, Xfinity Live here in Philadelphia is really a Times Square.
Right.
It's right in the center of everything. And,
right.
and you know, just understanding the flows of the game, mm-hmm. the expertise from you know, the Cordish side of,
right.
of being in the market for many years mm-hmm. was very, very helpful,
yeah.
particularly in Philadelphia.
For sure, yeah,
yeah.
They can be a little bit jaded, for sure. So you know, the other thing about, well, let's go back to social sports and social. I mean, you have a FanDuel that's a partnership with the Cordish companies,
mm-hmm.
But your sports and social is attached to that, and together they seem to work very well.
Yeah, yeah. So we were really looking for the integrated experience,
right.
not only just being a sports book, but being a sports book that had the amenity of sports and social food
right.
Experience,
mm-hmm.
and sports and social, part of that DNA is a game day experience.
Right.
So, you know, when we have game days, we have a DJ and, you know, a lot of activity around
right.
it. So you feel like you're at the game,
right.
and,
sure.
and putting those two together has been tremendous in our partnership with FanDuel. Just on the retail side of sports betting, it's such a unique experience
yeah.
here. You know, from when the folks are coming through the stadium district, you know, they're all stopping in, you know, for some sort of retail bet.
Sure.
And despite all the online activity, there's still something different about coming into the facility
yeah,
and making that bet.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have food is a big part of that. I mean, is it just basically stadium food, or do you take it to a next level?
Oh no, it's definitely to another level.
Yeah.
It's you know, it's not necessarily high end,
right.
but it's very well curated. You
yeah.
know, burgers, wings.
Yeah.
But not your typical sports book. You know, a little bit elevated.
Yeah.
Much better experience, and you know, other unique items on there as well.
Right. And then a bar right in the middle of it, which is
of course,
nice.
With, yeah.
And the screens are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Your marketing director was telling me on Fight Night, it's a great experience as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, again, being sports and social, again, we show any and all pay-per-views in there as a general rule.
Right, right. So tell us about your casino floor. I mean, you have a center bar, which is the concept that I always love in a casino.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems to generate energy right from the center. And we were also talking about the slots. You know, you don't have the long rows of slots anymore. We have
right.
the carousels and mm-hmm. maybe 8 or 10 of them together. But it's much more of a comfortable setting. Is this a trend in the entire industry, or are you guys ahead of the curve here?
You know, I think with the Cordish's background in casino development, you know, with the Seminoles and
right.
what worked there
mm-hmm.
and being more on the cutting edge, the center bar is obviously a concept that others have done,
right.
but it's kind of the center focus of our
right.
design, and everything else branches out from that.
Sure.
You know, about 2,100 slots, a little over 100 tables.
Right.
You know, we've got the ETG section I took you through, which is about 70 units there. You know, obviously the sports betting around the perimeter, but yeah, it was designed in a way that I think make different groups comfortable. You know,
yeah.
we have kind of craps over by the sports and social, You know, we have our Mitty Bach tile games and all that over in the Asian section, just off Luck Fu, and then we even have an Asian slot section too. So a lot of thought went into kind of where everything is.
Right.
And as you know, we still tweak.
Of course.
You know, we
everybody
we
tweaks.
We tweak, yeah. And we're still tweaking.
Well,
but yeah,
you have to be aware of those things. You know, I mean, you know, what slots are performing and what
aren't.
And obviously you have the newest slot, so does that give you an advantage over some of the other your competitors here who have been around longer, I guess?
Yeah, I think it definitely gives us an advantage. You know, even some of the older game themes we just have in newer boxes. And, you know, again, the last couple of years have been a little crazy, and I think, you know, a lot of companies' replacement cycle has been thrown a curveball.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, we get rave comments. You know, our machines are new. And, you know, everything's working well.
And you have a beautiful poker room, too. I mean, poker is a bigger game, I think, in Pennsylvania than it is in a lot of other jurisdictions. You kind of have to have a poker room these days, don't you?
I don't know if you have to have it. You know, we chose to have it.
Right.
You know, we think it's part of the overall experience for, a full-on casino.
Right.
And as you toured it, it's a fantastic room. Really well run, and again in Philadelphia, there is a segment of the population that just really really loves to play poker, and we give them a great experience, host some great events in there. We've done some charity events in there, have the Deaf Comedy Poker Tour Deaf Poker Tour coming through.
Okay,
and it's really a unique space.
Yeah,
and I put it up against any poker room on the East Coast from a setting.
Yeah, I was reading about that Deaf tournament. I mean, that must be the ultimate poker face, because they can't hear anything.
And it's really from the Deaf community too.
Yeah.
It's such a great event, and I didn't know what to expect because we've hosted it one time before.
Sure.
And I went down there, and it's one of those events you really like to do because you really see the participation of the Deaf community, and they love it.
It must be a lot of concentration going on there. So tell me about your database. Yeah, obviously when you started, I guess you had some names from the Xfinity Live, but you had to start with the crossover from Maryland. How many players, go back and forth between here and Maryland?
Well, I won't get into numbers, but we started off, with Maryland's database over the last 10 years, we started off with a fairly large number of guests that had visited that property, and we still see a great level of cross-property visitation.
Okay.
What's even more interesting now for us is with Westmoreland, our Pittsburgh facility, Pittsburgh Live, we actually see guests coming out from there visiting both Philly and Maryland, and we're continuing to see that grow. We have a lot of higher-end acts in the Maryland facility with our Hall Event Center there.
Right.
So, we do a lot of things where we send people back and forth,
And I guess you got the more of the sports thing here, so they send people,
especially
when the Ravens
and vice versa, too. We have good relationships down there with the Commanders now
it's the Redskins, okay?
Okay, I can't be on record saying that. But
I'm a Redskin fan, so.
So
anyway, let's talk about the Pittsburgh. They call it a mini casino, but it's really not mini. You have, about 750 slots?
750 slots, 40 table games. Of the 40, we have a small poker room. We have our partnership with FanDuel there as well. And we have probably our premier sports and social facility there.
Okay.
A restaurant. It does tremendously well. But it's a beautiful property. Again, done in the style of Cordish Gaming.
Right.
It is not. It's not a box.
Mm-hmm.
It is a well-designed, small, compact, beautiful facility.
And it's attached to a mall. Is that okay?
Yep. It's like Maryland.
Maryland. Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's doing well.
It's doing tremendously. It exceeded our expectations. You know, the pandemic on the west side of Pennsylvania was less impactful than the east side.
Right.
The rules and restrictions there. So it opened to a great start and continues to perform very well.
And you're competing with full scale casinos there as well. So
We compete with the Pittsburgh area casinos to some degree, but we also have a great location.
Right.
And just a great community in Westmoreland that we draw 90% of our business locally.
Okay, great. So let's talk about smoking. I mean, there was a casino in this area that has gone totally non-smoking and apparently has not affected their revenues. You had to, obviously in the pandemic, you had to go non-smoking, and you brought it back when that restriction went away. Do you think that if everybody went non-smoking, it wouldn't impact the casinos as much?
Yeah, I mean, I think if there was a national movement for right. it, yeah, it would be less impactful. Unfortunately, I've experienced going non-smoking right. in competing against other casinos that have
right.
Existing smoking, and unfortunately, it's led to a reduction in revenue, which leads to a reduction in workforce.
Right,
so
right.
It is a tough one. We've brought back smoking here, but I think we've got a good balance. Mm-hmm. We're about 20% of our floor, as okay. far as our slots are you're allowed to smoke.
Right.
And some areas of the bar, you're allowed to smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And we've not brought back smoking to any of our table games.
Okay.
So, we generally ask people to step back, and we found that to be a nice balance.
Yeah.
It's not, overly smoky,
mm-hmm.
And there's enough selection where if somebody wants to be in a non-smoking area, they can be.
Sure.
And quite honestly, a lot of people come through our facility. I toured some mm-hmm. old friends last night through the facility, and after we were done, they asked about smoking, and I said, yeah. They said, we allow it. They said they didn't smell it.
Mm.
That
yeah.
happens often.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you put all the biggest air handlers and things like that, because this is
yeah.
a new casino.
Yeah.
So,
which,
but you don't offer at the table, so that's the big complaint I think about most casino employees. It's the dealers.
Yeah.
I mean, being a former dealer, I remember getting smoke blown in my face.
I was there. I was right. there standing next to you.
Right, exactly.
We did this back in poker many years
sure,
ago, where
right.
we took the smoking away from poker, and
yep.
we found that people actually appreciated it at the table game level.
Right,
so
because right.
you're sitting right on top of folks.
Sure, absolutely. All right, one last question. This is really the last casino that's going to be allowed in this area, so the really the whole area is basically filled out now with gaming. What kind of growth do you see for this property over the next 5 years?
I think this the property will continue to ramp. I mean, mm-hmm. I look at it. We're still in a first inning of a 9-inning ball game.
Sure. Right.
So I'll see, I would envision continued growth as we compete against, all the other,
sure.
established casinos. We still are more convenient to a large population.
Right. Sure.
And, we'll continue to do different things and have different entertainment attractions, to get people here. And,
sure.
Our partners with all the four major sports teams, are also, a great way to attract and keep attracting new guests to the property.
Sure. I mean, I've been talking and seeing some posts on online about former Atlantic City players that are now coming up here, because it's not only is it closer to them, but it's even I'd say equal, if not better, than a lot of the properties in Atlantic City.
Yeah, and again, we're brand new. I don't begrudge anyone in Atlantic City. It's been a tough market over
for sure. Yep.
Even though it's still a very vibrant market, mm-hmm. It's seen a huge reduction over the last 10-15 years,
right.
but I'm very proud of what we've done, our team has done here
sure.
with the Quarters properties.
Great. Well, Joe, thanks for the time. It's great to see you, and congratulations on your success here, and I can see a lot of growth coming in here too, so maybe we can catch up next summer when I'm back.
All right. I look forward to it.
Thanks.
Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast sponsored by IGT, which is at the peak of excellence with an entire lineup of top-ranked gaming machines. Reach your peak of success at igt.com/peak. To learn more about the Pennsylvania gaming market, visit ggbmagazine.com. Subscribe to GGB News to get all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday morning. Sign up at ggbnews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. And don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.